Viking fans, welcome to 96 Questions this week. We have a good little Christmas video for you. So let's go start asking some guys like David Yankee. In one word, I need you to describe your Christmas if Coach Zimmer was Santa.
Ooh. The only word that's coming to mind is maybe a little bit Grinchy.
Grinchy?
Yeah, yeah. So
you think he'd be more of a Grinch than Santa Claus?
I think so. I think he would be a little bit grouchy. I don't know if the Christmas spirit could even make him a little bit merry.
Now, are we talking Jim Carrey Grinch or old cartoon Grinch?
I think we go old cartoon Grinch.
If you had to pick two guys on the team, one being a mall Santa and one being Santa's little helper, who would it be?
The mall Santa? I think Yankee'd be a good mall Santa. You throw the white beard on him. He seems like he'd be accepting of everyone.
I agree.
Yankee'd be a good mall Santa. Santa's little helper, Marcus Sherrills.
Marcus Sherrills, good one.
He'd be a good one because he wouldn't say much. He'd just kind of shuffle around and do what he was told. So I think that'd be a good one.
I like that. I think those were two solid answers. If you had to pick two guys on the team, one being a mall Santa, yep, and one being Santa's helper,
I would say probably Fusco.
Fusco? Why Fusco?
He always has a smile on his face. You know, he's already a little chubby, you know, so he wouldn't have a problem fitting into the Santa suit at all. And, he just seems like he would be good with kids. So the second part of the answer is helper, hands down. I got to go with Captain Mondolin because he's already sharp like an elf. And, I think he'll be good with, you know, gathering the toys and things of that sort.
If you had to pick two guys on this team, one, who would make the best mall Santa, and two, who would make the best helper, what two would you pick?
Okay, so Santa's a little helper, my man, right here, Cap, you know, obviously, that's by default, you know, he's a little helper by default. But for Santa, I think Teddy would be a good Santa, honestly, if I'm gonna keep it real, yeah, Teddy would be a good Santa, you know, cause it's a season of giving, right? And that's what quarterbacks do, you know, they give the ball to the running back or they give the ball to the receiver, right? So, yeah, that's Santa.
I'm gonna go ahead and go for question C. Over or under on 22 cuss words, Mike Zimmer Santa coming down the chimney.
Over.
How far over?
Way over. Add a zero to that 22.
220.
Oh, yeah. See, that's what I was going to describe Christmas as, but I didn't think that was appropriate.
If you had to pick two guys on the team, one making the best mall Santa and one making the best elf, Santa's helper, who would it be?
Chad would be the Santa. Okay. Cap.
Yeah. Captain has been a unanimous choice today.
Cap. He's by far probably the shortest dude on the team.
How do you think he would look in elf ears?
Normal. Like a
normal. If you had to pick two guys on the team, yeah, one to be a mall Santa and one to be Santa's helper, what two guys would it be?
I know somebody said me for Santa helper, huh?
Yeah, I did.
Wow. Two guys on the team. Can I go a coach?
Absolutely.
Zim would be the perfect mall Santa. He's mean, and he'll run all the little children away. And I won't be a help, though. He can go his son, Adam. Adam can be his helper.
You're going with the father-son combo at the mall.
Perfect. Zim would be the perfect Santa. He's not going to smile much. He's going to sit there and that's how he's going to look.
I want to thank you guys for joining us once again. It is a pleasure doing this for y'all. For me, I'm going to answer all three questions. One word to describe Christmas if Mike Zimmer was Santa: atrocious. Atrocious. Question B, if I had to pick two guys, we've already gone through this, Austin Shepherd, Captain Munnerlin, bad Santa all over again. Question C, I'm going to say well over 22. I'm going to probably go with more like 36, 37-ish. Once again, I think it depends on the chimney height. I'm thinking anywhere from 12 to 16 feet, still over 22 cuss words. So I hope everyone has a Merry Christmas. Thank you, fans, once again for tuning in. Thank you for all the support. Let's be loud Sunday night. This is a big time, important game for us. And keep sending those questions in to Twitter.